This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. I have to admit, I have a thing for blondes. If they are tall and leggy, all the better. If I was ever stuck on a deserted island, I would love for it to be an intelligent, good-looking blonde who keeps me company. Except for one woman, Ann Coulter. She is that right-wing, bigoted, hate-filled woman whose fifth book is now out, basically calling liberals and anybody else who disagrees with her point of view as godless people. I mean, she is one of the most hateful people I have ever seen on TV, and this book is just a continuation of all the stuff that she has done. So, considering how bigoted she is against Muslims and immigrants, etc., you'll be surprised to see that I actually agree with some of the stuff she has in her new book. I have not read the book yet. I have seen excerpts of it. I do not think I want to spend my own money to make her even richer than she is with her hateful diatribes and books that she's been putting out. However, I do have to agree with some of the points she does make. She does make a very valid point about the September 11 widows of some of the victims that I have spoken about on this very radio station. The issue is, September 11 was a national tragedy. That was the day our country was attacked. That was the day that terrorists attacked New York City and the United States of America. A certain number of people got killed, and their wives, their widows, and their families were given more money than even our dead soldiers' families are given when they come back from Iraq in body bags or coffins. Yet, some of these 9/11 widows, as I have spoken on this radio station, have continued to demand that they be pampered as if 9/11 was their personal tragedy and the whole nation owes $1 billion in a memorial to them. And that is where I have to agree with Ann Coulter taking on these widows of 9/11 in terms of what they are asking and demanding from us as a city and as a nation. I actually have a suggestion. Instead of saying, let's just badmouth these people, let's just not build a memorial to 9/11, my question is, even if we had to spend $500 million, that is too much to just pamper a certain number of people. And even if we have to spend more than $1 billion, it is a small price to pay if instead of a memorial to some people who died just doing their job, going to work, not fighting for this country, but simply died because they just happened to be in the World Trade Center on the day it collapsed. My suggestion would be, why don't we look around us and see that we have very little that we do for our dead soldiers, or even more, for the 25,000 or so injured and disabled American soldiers and troops that have come back home. We have done very little to help them recover. We have done very little to help them get back their lives. We have done very little to help them get back on their feet. Why don't we put the two things together? Why don't we try to build a World Trade Center Memorial Hospital at the site of the World Trade Center? This would be the best way to both honor the September 11 date, the location of the World Trade Center where we were attacked by terrorists. It would be a great memorial for those 3,000 who died at the World Trade Center by honoring the 25,000 or 30,000 and counting American troops who went to war to seek justice for September 11 and who are not being treated well by our nation when they come back. And lastly, it would become a bustling place. It won't just be a waterfall where some families will go once in a while, but it will be a vibrant place where not only will we be bringing back to health our troops and injured soldiers, but it will be a place where their visitors and many others would go in much larger numbers, both to honor those who died on September 11 and also to honor those who got injured fighting for it. It would be the best place where I would not have any problems if $1 or $2 billion were spent. Not only would that be money well spent because it would honor the past and those who died on September 11 at the World Trade Center, but it would also be good for the present because it would become a vibrant place that would also be helping the economy of the city, and it would also be a great salute to the future of our great nation and of our great city that will always look to the future and will always tell everybody in the world that we're still standing and will always be standing. We're a great city. We're a great nation. We don't need divisions. We don't need hatred. We don't need anger. We need to work together, and let's not waste money. Let's build this city to be the greatest place on the face of the earth. This is Imran signing off.